Welcome to Campfire Chat, Words of Encouragement. My name is Jimmy, and this is a new day, and I am grateful and thankful for it, and I hope you are, because I'll tell you what, every day counts. Just riding along in a car, and want to share some thoughts. I just got some sad news from some family members that their neighbor just took their life, and you know, it's just incredible to hear this news. My heart is saddened, and I know it happens oftentimes in this nation and in this world. You know, I just want to keep them in prayer and do everything I can do to help support that family. And I wanted to just say to you today, and I think I have a responsibility, particularly when the Lord opens up this avenue and door for the podcast, I have a responsibility to say to you today to hold on. Just hold on and never give up. You know, and please, if you're in a category where you need the kind of help and support because you're thinking about, you know, suicide or a way to end everything, please don't do that. I beg of you, please get help. And I do know that, you know, if you are in that category, if you just stop long enough to realize that there is somebody around you that can help support you. Somebody is there to say to you, I am here, and what can I do? And with that said, I know that God is there. And I know that He, when you call on His name, will respond to you. So again, I just feel the responsibility and urgency, if you will, to reach out to you and to say, this day God made, this day there are answers, this day you can make it, and it's one day at a time. If you don't know God Almighty through Jesus Christ, His Son, who came to die for you and to forgive you of all your sins, I pray that you will call upon His name. It can be a very simple prayer, and it goes like this, if you'll repeat after me, if you would do that. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I need help. I need help. I need you, and I need you now. And I ask you to come and make yourself known and make yourself real to me. For I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've said that prayer and you've made a commitment to call upon His name and acknowledge Him, He is there to help you. And I know there's those around you that will help support you. And if you know others that are increasingly, and you know they're having problems and issues and hard to face life, reach out to them today. That's a must. It's a must. You must reach out to them and do everything you can. Stop everything you're doing and go see them, call them, text them, whatever it takes. Reach out. That's what the Lord would have us to do. He reached out to us and saved our souls. And He will save you. He will forgive you. He will heal you. He will cleanse you. He is there. He is there. The reality of the hour, as you hear this podcast, the reality is God is there. The reality is you may be going through some difficult times. I get it. There's a lot happening. But the reality is, more than anything, He's reaching out to you, and He will save you. He will save you in the mess you find yourself in. My heart goes out to this family that I just heard about where this happened. And my heart goes out to you also if you're going through a hard time. But be encouraged today that it's one day at a time. You can be set free. Acknowledge Him today. Seek Him today. Look up. Look up today. Give this day an opportunity for God to respond. In Jesus' name. Well, be encouraged today in life that you can be changed. And you, through your difficult time, can be touched by the Master's hand. Be encouraged today in every way. In every way. God bless you. Have a great day.